Blog Talk Radio.
Take all of me.
Everything I am, everything I have is yours. I yield to you. I surrender to you. I give my life to you. Everything I am is yours. Everything I have is yours. I'm yours. I don't hold back anything. I don't hold back anything. Everything I have, everything I am yours. I'm yours. My dreams are yours. My future is yours. My possession, yours. My family, yours. My finances, yours. My talent, my gifts are yours. My whole body belongs to you. My agenda is yours. Everything I have, everything I am, 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 everything I have, everything I am. It's yours. Yours, yours, everything I am, yours. All I want is your presence. All I want is your presence. Everything I have is yours. All I want is your presence, Jesus. I just want your glory. I just want your presence in my life. I don't care about anything else. You can do with me as you please. I am yours. Oh, Lord, I am yours. I am yours.
But nobody else. Oh, praise God. I'm the witness that he is married to the backslider. That he's married to the backslider. You can't get too far out where God can't reach you. You can't hide because God knows where you are. If you're in the bounds of hell, God knows you're there. If you're in the uttermost part of the world, God knows you're there. He's all-seeing, all-knowing God. So that you can't hide from God. That no matter what you've done, no matter what you've done, I know that in your backslidden condition, let me speak about mine. God reached out through his son, Jesus Christ. He broke down every barrier. He broke down every wall. And he said, come unto me, all you heavy laden, I will give you rest. He took care of my burdens. Oh, bless his name. So I'm a witness of restoration. Oh, bless his name. Can I get a witness out there? I'm a witness. I'm a witness of him fulfilling prophecy. I'm not talking about those people who come up there and prophesy lie to you. I'm not talking about people who come up there and say, God say this, that, and another. But I will repeat what the rest of it. If they give me $50, $100 line, $200 line, I'm not talking about that kind of prophecy because I want you to know you out there. call yourself prophets, call yourself prophetess. I know they're out there in the Bible. There's some true prophets out there. There's some true prophets out there. They're living up for the Lord. But what I'm a witness of, they've been prophesied to me, and God let them come to fruition. So I'm a witness of the fulfillment of prophecy. I'm a witness that what I read, I know that it is real. Thank you, Jesus. Tell you what else I'm a witness of. I'm a witness that Jesus is still on the throne. He's still sending the comforter down. It's called the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. It's called the same thing. I'm a witness that he's still baptizing and filling with the precious Holy Spirit. I'm a witness that he gives many refillings. And that's the name. How do I know? Because one day, when I was down on my knees, one day, when I come to the end of my journey, one day, God lifted me. He heard my cry, and he baptized me, and he filled me with the Holy Spirit that burneth with fire. Hallelujah. And just for you who don't believe, with the evidence, if you kind of portion of the head, if you've been born again, baptized and filled with the present Holy Spirit, sometimes that spirit will rise up in you. Sometimes that spirit ought to get hot and get on fire and speak of itself. Make known that it's all down on the inside of you. Oh, that's the name. Can I get a witness? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm a witness of the anointing taking over service. If you don't know what I'm talking about, I've seen it done in this service. I've seen it done in other service. The man of God maybe had a message, but the anointing took over, and the faith of God began to receive that anointing power that was flowing in the service. The man of God couldn't preach because the God that we serve was working it out for our soul salvation. He was working it out. People began to dance. People began to shout. God took over. So I'm a witness of the anointing taking over the service. Oh, bless your name. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? I'm a witness that not only does the anointing take over service, I'm a witness that the anointing will come in and move and hit servant, whoever that may be, and to take control. I'm a witness because sometimes the man or woman of God get up to think to teach one thing, but then the anointing comes in and takes control and begin to speak to his people. Everything ain't always holly. Sometimes the anointing takes over and it begins to rebuke the people. Sometimes the anointing takes over and starts to encourage the people. Sometimes the anointing takes over and lifts us up a little higher. I'm a witness. Can I get a witness? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm a witness that there's a change. After the person has received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, that they are, like the Bible says, a brand new creature. I can tell you that I'm a witness because once I received that baptism of fire, I was not the same, have never been the same since then. I can't say it about you. I can only be a witness to what is done for me. What I've seen in others, they became night and day when the Holy Spirit took over. They became a brand new creature. Can somebody say, I'm a witness? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm a witness that we get brand new mercies each and every day. You know, because sometimes, thank you, Jesus, we're getting things into things into things that think of God. And we don't get it right. We don't try to work it out. And we just lay ourselves down on the bed. Brand new mercy, because God is so forgiving, He allows us to break up that brand new day with brand new mercy. I want you to know, if you are alive on the sound of my voice, I am a witness. You are a witness to brand new day and brand new mercy. You got time to get it right with God because of the brand new day. You got a time to turn your life around because of the brand new chance. New mercy, He'll overlook your sin. New mercy, He'll overlook your mess. New mercy, He'll help you and give you what you need to stand the test, to go up as a soldier. Brand new mercy. I'm a witness. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm a witness of prayer being answered because I want you to know the Bible says the prayer of the righteous avails much. I'm a witness that He answers prayer. I'm talking about sincere prayer, not talking about your foolishness. I'm talking about praying to God. Turning the prayer down, having a little talk with Jesus. Yes, Lord, I know that God is God, and He's Almighty God. He can do the impossible. He can do the unthinkable because He's God all by Himself. And when you pray, the great intercessor, His name is Jesus, the great intercessor, goes to the intercessory prayer for your needs. I'm a witness. Hear the prayer. Can I get a witness? Thank you, Jesus. Can I get a witness? Yes, Lord. I am a witness of people being delivered. See, sometimes people go to church, go wherever they need to go, with all kinds of things bringing them down, and then they don't seek the Lord, because all I want you to know, if you came to church building and you leave the same way, it's your fault. It's your fault, because it says, bring your burdens to the Lord, bring them to the altar, and leave them there. If you need to be delivered, call for the saints of God to begin to pray so that you can be delivered. I am a witness of people being delivered because they came and they were seeking God and He answered their prayer. Are you a witness? Are you a witness? Thank you, Jesus. I'm a witness of my own salvation. You say, what are you talking about, Pastor? As my grandson would say, you better know that you know that you know. If you don't know that you saved, that's a problem. But I'm a witness that God saved me. I'm a witness that God restored me. I'm a witness that God fills me. I'm a witness that He put fire in me. I'm a witness for this. And if He did it for me, He'll do it for you. I'm a witness to what God can do. I'm a witness to what He's already done. I'm a witness. Can I get a witness? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm a witness of the Bible being fulfilled in present day. Hey, you want to know what's going on? You can't figure why things are happening? Read your Bible. Read your Bible. The Bible is being fulfilled. That's what's going on. The devil is in the minds and hearts of people and using them because he understands that his time is coming to a close. Read your Bible so you can see the signs of the time. I'm a witness, amen? Can I get a witness? I'm a witness of water baptism. Let me tell you something. Hey, there is two baptisms. One is of water. See, when you go down with water, hey, see the whole purpose of that. When you go down, because some people go down in the water, dry devils, and when they get in the water, they come back up wet devils, because they just going through the ceremony. Hey, they're just going through the ritual. Hey. But see, baptism is there that symbolizes in our old life that we die in Christ when we hit the water. All our past, all our sins, all those things which God takes unto himself are buried. Then we come up, what? A brand new creature in him. Amen. It symbolizes the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ in us. Amen. Got to take that serious. I am a witness of the water baptism. I'm a witness of somebody understanding the meaning of it, going down in the water, coming out shouting because they understood the significance of water baptism. Amen. I'm a witness. I'm going to tell you saints of some things. Holy boldness. I'm a witness of people who were shy, didn't want to get up in front of folks. And then they get baptized and filled. And all of a sudden they got a holy boldness. All of a sudden they're up in front of God's people. Because something's on the inside. It's working on the outside. Something has changed. I'm a witness of holy boldness. Thank you, Jesus. Can I get a witness? We got something to tell these folks out here in this dying world. You got something to tell them. What do you know? You got something to testify about. Amen. You don't have any reason to testify. Tell them God's goodness, make known of his deeds. Amen. Because people out here are dying. They're dying. I'm a witness of people having a form of godliness upon them and not in them. Amen. Now, I'm a witness of that. Because one thing about it, if you are truly saved, and I mean you, like my grandson said, if you know, you got to know because you know that you know that you know. If you're truly saved, then that was only working on the outside. We have an opportunity for you to confess and let it move on the inside. Amen. Some people just want to feel the touch. Some people just want to feel the anointing on them, but they don't want to get up in anything. Amen. They just like that feeling. Amen. I'm a witness of the Lord using ordinary people to do extraordinary things. Amen. Yes, you read about that in the Bible, but I'm a witness that God would take those, shall we say, rejects, take those folks and make them somebody in him. Amen. I'm a witness because little is much when God is in it. You don't know what God has planned for his people. No reject. There is no reject. Everything God made is what? Good. Everything. I'm a witness of the Lord coming in and announcing himself. Some physical act that he's coming into service. You may not believe that. But I have a taste, brother, that we are witness to that. We were in a meeting. Hey. When the Lord wanted to get our attention because he had some work to do, we heard him knock. 3 times on that building. Hey, we went looking around and searching because all of us in the building heard the knock. We went searching of it. But I want you to know that there was nobody but Jesus because after he came back to his seat, there was no one to fill in that place. I'm a witness. And just to make sure that it was not something about half a chance, on the very next night, the church mother can tell you he did it again because they want us to know. I want you to know this was me. He did it the same way, the same place, at 3 ways. He knocked on there, and after that, the Lord came in. So he made himself known, amen? He made himself known. I'm a witness to that. Thank you, Jesus. I'm a witness that people actually do get slain in the spirit, amen? I am not talking about the stuff that people are doing today where they laying themselves down, call themselves being slain, ain't nothing slain in them but their own self. get down, lay down on themselves. And when they get up, they're in themselves. Sometimes they lay down full of the devil. When they get up, there's more devils in them. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the power of the Lord coming in. And nobody has to lay hands on folks. And the Lord gets to working, and people get to shouting. And the Lord gets to working, and people just get flames in the spirit. See them roll around. When the Lord gets in with them, they are washed to his perfection. Amen. You don't get that people don't have to lay hands on folks for them just saying. The Lord don't need you to do his work, amen. He can come on in and do what he needs to be done, amen. I'm a witness of the world in this current time being taught is holiness or hell. There is no purgatory. They're taking a little. You know, we are at the end time to come. The gospel is being preached all over the world. It's holiness or hell. No in between. No straddling the fence. I'm a witness that it's being preached and taught all over the world. God is making himself known. He has no respect to person. Amen. Can I get a witness? I am a witness to God allowing people to come into fellowship from all parts of the world that never would have been thought to before, all so they can come to fellowship and magnify his name. I'm a witness that God is moving, that he's setting up people, some people on fire to go through his work. God is moving by his spirit, and he's setting folks on fire to go out and do the work. He's letting them come in and get charged up, and then he's sending them out on fire. I am a witness, amen. I'm a witness to the saints having an understanding. It's not just about we have Jesus. I come and I worship here. I come here and I do my ritual thing. I come here on Saturdays. We go to Sabbath school. I come and praise and worship. I come on Tuesday. You know, it's a ritual. That's what we've been taught. I am a witness that though more people are getting to understand it's all about having a personal relationship with the Lord. Personal relationship. This is what I understand. I see that people are finally getting that part. It's got to be you and Jesus, you and God. You got to be able to talk to him when nobody else is around. Go into your secret closet and understand that it's about Jesus on the outside, Jesus on the inside, Jesus all around me. It's about Jesus. And I want to say, I know that you're just getting tired, but I want to say at the end, lastly, I'm a witness. I don't know about anybody else. That the time has been sped up. The time has been sped up. It seems like it's just sped up to the point that we can look for Christ to crack the sky in a moment. It just seems like the time is just going by so fast. It didn't seem like it used to be there, but I am a witness. I am a witness. That's because we sing that song. My soul is a witness for my Lord. Nevertheless, I ask you, what are you a witness for? What are you a witness for? Are you bearing witness of what? Some of us sing that song, but we're not bearing witness. Some of us sing that song, and we're not being a witness in the right way. What kind of witness are you being in? Let's search ourselves. And we're going to pray as we are going to be having the Eucharist at this location. But we're going to pray because some of you out there in radio land may need to pray because you recognize that you're saying that you're a witness for your Lord, but actually you're not there yet. Some of you are just saying that, but you're a witness for the devil. So let us pray. Father God, we ask you in the name of Jesus. If you look on the people under the sound of my voice in the radio land, God, you know their hearts. You know their minds. You know their conditions. Help them, Lord, be what you are calling for in these last and evil days. In the name of Jesus, help them to be a witness for you. heavenly, they're all out there and be a soul winner for you. Help them plant the seed so that you can water and give an increase. Help them, Lord, to submit to your will so that your light can shine in them. Lord, we want to be a witness for you. We want to live for you so that our light, which is you, can shine and others might say, what must I do to be saved? Lord, because it's not about anything else but soul winning. We're concerned about souls. Help us in these last days of days to get concerned about doing your work. It's all about you. And we ask you in the name of Jesus that your will be done. In Jesus' name, thank God. Amen. Amen. At this time, thank you, Jesus. You can do something that y'all can participate in. Amen. You can do offering. I'm going to ask the first round lady if she would take care of the offering for us. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
No matter the more you give, the more you give. Just keep walking, because
for the tithe givers, let's raise our hand. Father God, we thank you right now for the tithe givers. Lord, we ask you that you look on everyone. Open up the windows of heaven. Pour out the blessing that we won't be able to receive. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, as we receive the tithes, Lord, we ask you to expand, give the increase, so that we can do the work that you have called us to do in this season, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we're speaking to those things that are as if they are. We thank you for this tithe givers that you've already called to be in this membership place. We thank you for them, Lord. Thank you for them, Lord. Thank you for them one by one, individually. Lord, we ask you, Lord, move by your spirit in their lives today. In the name of Jesus, thank you for the offerings, Lord. Those who have it now, or you did, fortune, they do. In the same category of the tithe givers, we thank you for them, Lord. Thank you for the offering, Lord, that we have received and we give it unto you. In Jesus' holy name, we pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank God. Amen. Amen.
Lord, we thank you, Lord, today. We thank you, Lord, for those who have given, for those who did not. Truly, we thank you, Lord, and we ask that you increase.
Yes,
increase,
Lord,
for those that gave. And increase and make a way for those that did not have to give.
Yes,
so we want to thank you, and we ask the Lord to bless you 30, 40, 50, 100 folks.
Amen. Let me say amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. As we're going to prepare ourselves to take the Eucharist, amen.
Amen.
I know that we met somebody else, and we had prayer requests. We'll talk about that. As we were out doing our work, and my daughter and I met someone who just came home from the hospital. She was trying to get a kid registered for school, but she didn't have it together. She had a cast on her leg, and she said that she was a young lady. She had just had come home from having a stroke. The Lord led me to, since I was there on something else business, I couldn't have prayer with her, but it gave me to put her name in the prayer box. Because truly, God is able. He's able to do all things. So I don't know her name, but when you have prayer, you're calling out, just remember this young lady that we have to do. I believe she has three kids or four kids, and she's just trying to deal with the effects of having a stroke. And as we prepare for the Eucharist, amen, let us have time to have a silent prayer and examine ourselves and ask the Lord to fix us and make us worthy. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, thank you, Papa. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Hallelujah, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, thank you, Lord. Glory, yes, Lord. You are walking with me, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank God. Amen. All righty, we will. It's the first lady in chapter water to come on so we can do the Eucharist, amen. I know it was the blood
for me. One day when I was born, he died upon the cross. I know it was the blood for me. It was my Savior's blood. It was my Savior's blood. It was my Savior's blood for me. One day when I was born, he died upon the cross. I know it was the blood for me. Amen. Savior's blood. It was my Savior's blood. It was my Savior's blood for me. One day when I was lost, he died upon the cross. I know it was the blood for me. Savior's blood. It was my Savior's blood. It was my Savior's blood for me. One day when I was lost, he died upon the cross. I know it was the blood for me. Amen. The Lord's Supper, his day, his house, his table, his people. In the Lord's table, it is the Lord's table which the church as his bride prepares for him. In the observance of the Lord's Supper, we have the perfect blending of the physical thing and the vision of God. The bread and the wine are the physical. And at the institution of the Lord's Supper in the upper room in Jerusalem, they were simply the leftovers from the meal. But whenever and wherever men and women of spiritual discernment gather at the table of his presence and observe this Christian ordinance, something more than bread, something more than wine is there. It is the custom of the Christian church, following the apostolic example, to observe the Lord's Supper on the first day of the week, that a man examine himself and eat of the bread and drink of the cup, 1 Corinthians 11:28. This is the attitude in which we should approach this memorial feast. I will tell you in Radio Land that if you take it unworthy, you take damnation unto yourself. So you need to examine yourself, because many people are sleeping, many people are sick because they took it unworthy. So when it said examine, take the time and do what you need to do before the Lord. Amen. For I received from the Lord what I have also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, he also the cup after the supper, saying, this is the cup of the new covenant in my blood. Do it as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink of the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. 1 Corinthians 11:23-26. I know it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, he died upon the cross. I know it was the blood for me. was my Savior's blood. Was my Savior's blood. It was my Savior's blood for me. One day when I was lost, He died upon the cross. I know it was the blood for me. The blood came streaming down. The blood came streaming down. The blood came streaming down for me. One day when I was lost, He died upon the cross. I know it was the blood for me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.